When St. Marcus Lutheran Church was founded in 1875, the surrounding city of Milwaukee had gaslit streets with horse-drawn carriages and wooden sidewalks. The church and the city have come a long way in 150 years. Its longtime pastor documented that history in a new book and a series of talks. It's a window into how Milwaukee has grown and the role that religious institutions have played in its neighborhoods. Mark Jeske was pastor at St. Marcus Lutheran Church for over 40 years. Pastor Jeske, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. A pleasure to be speaking with you today.
How has St. Marcus Church been able to make it 150 years?
There's only one real answer, and that's, of course, our pastor would say this, the grace of God, God's kindness just helping us through many, many crises. And there were plenty of things that happened over the decades that could have broken people's spirit or driven everybody apart or could have started fighting over stuff and disintegrated. But we're still hanging together and flourishing because of God's kindness.
It's interesting how not only does a neighborhood grow up around you, a city grows up around you. What was Milwaukee like in 1875? When St. Marcus Church was first formed?
Yeah, the congregation began as a one-room schoolhouse. We were a daughter school that branched out from St. John's Lutheran Church, at that time located on 4th and Highland. So in the Deer District, about a half a block away from where the big taco is now, the Fiserv Forum. Mm-hmm. And they started a second school, probably to do some outreach because so many German Lutherans were flocking into Milwaukee in the 1870s. They wanted to basically build a catcher's mitt there to hold on to some of them. And at that year, in 1875, that one-room schoolhouse was on the very edge of town. There was nothing north and east of that one house on the block. So obviously it's changed extraordinarily to the point where today it's considered one of the most densely populated inner city neighborhoods.
What did you learn while documenting these 150 years of history of the church that you didn't already know from your 45 years of service there?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say how bad things had gotten. After the Second World War, that part of Milwaukee went through a dramatic demographic change. It very quickly went from almost completely white to almost completely black. And that was a bewildering social change. Whites did not know if they could trust black folks. Black folks most certainly did not know if they could trust white folks. White folks back in the early 50s weren't so sure, like they wanted black people to be saved, but they weren't so sure they wanted them to be saved sitting with them in their pews in their church. That for St. Marcus changed in the middle 50s. We had our own Montgomery situation in 1955, and that's when St. Marcus became multicultural. And the pastor at that time was absolutely determined that he was going to integrate the congregation.
Was there pushback when the school started enrolling more African-American children and the church started confirming some of their parents?
I think some of the white people voted with their feet and they just said, this was not what I signed up for. And they moved westward. They, I'm sure, stayed Christians, but they decided to get involved with a congregation farther west in the city. Most of the people, though, came to not merely tolerate it, but really embrace it. The people who did stay had a chance to get to meet the actual people, not just look at a different people group as a gigantic lump, but to meet people one by one and get to know the kids whom their parents were enrolling in the school. And I think it was a shock, but I think that the congregation decided we are now going to be a multiracial, multicultural congregation.
We're talking about the 150-year history of St. Marcus Lutheran Church in Milwaukee with Pastor Mark Jeske, who wrote a new book and is giving talks this month about its history in the city. Pastor Jeske, you are ordained in 1980 when the church is dealing with big membership declines. The school is also dealing with enrollment declines. What was it like to meet those challenges?
Well, first of all, I was too young and dumb to be as worried as I should have been. We were much closer to dissolving than I realized at the time. I was naive enough to think if you just work really, really hard and pray like crazy and treat people kindly and with love, that we would start growing again. And well, we didn't die right away when I got there, but really, the numbers of people in worship services did not really turn around from its 60-year-long string of its negative decline. It did not really turn around till I had been there 6 or 7 years and then began to grow again. So the Lord had some real chastening and humbling to do first so that I wouldn't think I was a genius. I had to work a lot harder and do a lot of learning and listening first. But it did turn around for the congregation.
What are some lessons learned that can be applied today? Because we see churches and schools grappling with these same issues now.
It's crazy, but learning to enjoy a relationship with somebody who is not like you is not obvious, simple, or organic behavior. It's always learned behavior. You have to learn how to do that. You have to want to do that. You have to choose to enjoy doing that. And the reason that many congregations today are still folding, and this is true of historic black churches too, as their neighborhoods change, they are increasingly going to be facing that same dilemma, is that their new neighbors are not like them, like their demographic tradition. And it all comes down to two things. Do you know what you need to do to embrace someone not like you? And do you want to do it? And those two things are the only two questions that interest me. If you don't know what to do, that's ignorance, and ignorance is curable with information and inspiration. If you really don't want to do it, I think God in heaven just says, well, all right, I'll find someone else to do it for me, and I'll just let your organization die. And he seems very at peace with doing that if you do not wish to connect with people not like you. And I think that that's the secret sauce of our congregation, is that by committing to doing that, we committed to make ourselves uncomfortable 10 or 20% of the time. But that's when you learn things, when you're uncomfortable.
Do you think, though, that aspects of St. Marcus's history are representative of other Lutheran churches around Wisconsin, especially if they're in rural areas and not in the heart of a city?
Well, rural areas are maybe more potentially diverse than you might think. We have a ton of Native American reservations and tribal lands in Wisconsin, and plenty of Native Americans that live in towns near their tribal lands. And any Lutheran, traditional or historic Lutheran congregation that maybe was founded by Norwegian or German immigrants, if you're interested in connecting with people not like you, there are plenty of opportunities. But I would say on a congregation by congregation basis, this is hard because it disrupts the easy way of doing things when everybody is just like you. You have certain cultural assumptions that you don't have to think about, and you don't ever have to change the way you do stuff because you've been doing it that way for 130 years. There's nothing like an organized attempt to try to connect with people not like you, to blow up some of your assumptions and be willing to do things differently. Because if you're trying to connect with a new people group, you can't just say, well, we'll let you into our club, but the same old rules apply and we're going to do everything exactly the same. new people groups are not interested in a paternalistic attitude like that. The people who've been there longer need to come with the attitude, what can you teach us? Do you have some new ideas? What do you want to bring? And put them in charge of some stuff and let them do stuff their way. And if it's different, that's okay.
Pastor Jeske, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Glad you liked the book.
And congratulations on 150 years.
Thank you. Happy birthday, St. Marcus.
Mark Jeske was a pastor at St. Marcus Lutheran Church in Milwaukee for over 40 years. He was with us to share the church's 150-year history and its role in the community. You can find his free book and information about his history talks this month on the St. Marcus Church website or through our story on WPR.org.